That's the signal. Well, welcome everyone to today's Cafe Chat with our special guest, Lori Williams. I'm Jill Jordan with Smart Women's Coaching, co-founder, and in a moment you'll be hearing from my partner, Katana Abbott, and she will lead today's discussion with Lori Williams. I just would like to start by a couple housekeeping tidbits. If there is going to be any background noise, you'll want to mute the call, either press *6 or 6. But we do encourage dialogue, and that's why these are called the Cafe Chats, on various subjects that we will come up with during the month. And oftentimes we have guest speakers like we do today. So with that being said, I thank all of you for joining today for this hour with one of our dear friends now and fellow board member of the Smart Women's Coaching, and Lori's got a whole lineup of some interesting things to talk about as she shares her expertise. So I'm going to send this over to Katana to lead the call with Lori, and we thank you for being here today, and I think it would be even great, Katana, if we just heard who all is on the call and get their voice, because it's a nice small group and we can have dialogue that way. And someone just joined us, and why don't you start by saying hello?
Hi there, Sherry Krikorian with MasterCard.
Sherry, welcome.
Thank you.
And we have Linda from South Lyon. Do you want to say hello?
Yeah, Linda Pessman, South Lyon. I do mortgage protection insurance.
Mortgage protection, great. And one of our frequent Cafe Chat individuals is Meredith.
Hi, Meredith, Crossing Your Bridge, Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Thank you, Meredith. And another one of our board members from Smart Women's Coaching, Linda.
Hi, this is Linda Anche from The Right Concept.
Has anyone else joined us on this call today? Great. So now we know a little bit about who's on the call. Katana, why don't I have you take it away?
Okay, thanks so much. And I'm really excited to be here with all of you and to be able to have a chat with Lori Williams. As Jill said, she is one of the Smart Women's Coaching, one of our CAFE experts, and she also is one of the founders of the Idea Lab. Lori is actually the owner of Your Legal Resource, which is a free referral service for clients that are in need of legal advice or representation. Lori matches the right client with the right lawyer, so who the client can then hire if they would like. So Lori is an attorney by trade, and she ran a successful divorce practice for 14 years. For the last 4 years, she's been helping connect clients with the right professionals, you know, for their needs, and she draws upon her extensive network of attorneys located all over Metro Detroit, each of whom specializes in different areas of law. So you can visit her website at bestlegalresource.com. And she's also featured on our homepage under Contributing Experts. We have everyone's picture and bio, so you can see her there as well. So today, Lori is going to share with us how she discovered her purpose and passion, because as you know, our tagline is living with purpose, passion, and prosperity, and then how she transitioned out of a practice of law, okay, and into the business of law. So a lot of us, I know, are in some sort of transition right now. So this will be interesting to see how she transitioned out of the practice of law and into the business of law. She'll also share with us how she discovered her passion for working with entrepreneurs. She helps them take their business from concept to marketplace by recommending a whole team of professionals who can assist the entrepreneur with each phase of their business. Her passion and expertise made her a natural fit for the Smart Women's Cafe Idea Lab. Lori doesn't just connect people for professional reasons. She has learned to do this in every area of her life. As a board member of the National Association of Career Women of Metro Detroit Chapter, she was honored to receive the Mentor of the Year Award during her 3 years as membership director. She helped grow the membership and build a strong advisory board by recognizing the gifts and the talents of members and recommended that they volunteer in their positions that would maximize their gifts and talents and add value to the organization. She's also been a very valuable resource for the Smart Women's Coaching by sharing this organization with her contacts who became new members. In fact, she brought in more contributing experts than anyone else, and she did that because people really trust her. That's what they told us. They just trusted her. Most recently, she has helped create the Idea Lab team of experts and participate in the Idea Lab brainstorming sessions. So I know Meredith had a chance to get on that Wednesday night, but the brainstorming sessions in the Idea Lab are one of the free services for our cafe members, and I hear that people are really enjoying that. So additionally, Lori also is the volunteer coordinator at her church, and she draws from her team there of 80 volunteers to connect them with the right volunteer. So, and last but not least, she's the mother of two boys, age 9 and 13, and Lori has mentored and guided them in their life lessons. So we are pleased to have you with us, Lori. And I'm sure our listeners would love to hear more about how you've accomplished some of these things, both in your career and in your personal life.
Oh, thank you, Katana. I really appreciate that warm introduction. Jill's always telling us how important it is for people to really get an essence of who the speaker is going to be. And you just did such a beautiful job of touching on all the areas of my life. And I think it's important that we share who we are, not just what we do.
Oh, I agree. How did you make that transition? I was able to transition out of my financial planning practice to this. How did you do that same thing in your business by transitioning, from the practice of law into the business? And tell us what that means.
Sure. Well, I look at this as kind of a transition of all areas of my life. It was taking the personal, professional, and spiritual elements of who I was, what I was created to do, and creating a business out of that. About 4 years ago, all those pieces came together, and I just had to make a change in my career. I wanted to do what I was meant to do rather than what I happened to be good at. And the way it started out, I became a divorce attorney just because when I got into the practice of law, we just had a lot of demand for that. And I ended up doing that type of work. And I was good at it, but, frankly, I got tired of breaking up with my clients because the nature of that work is to end relationships. It's to end theirs with their spouse as well as mine as attorney clients. So, at the end of the case, they used to joke with me, Lori, you did a great job, but I hope never to need your services again.
Yeah.
You could hardly blame them. Who wanted another divorce, right? But for me, it was kind of like, geez, I want to know what happens at the end of the story. How does life go on after the divorce? I kind of felt like they came to me like an ER doctor. I patched them up when they were bloodied and bruised during the worst time of their life and then helped them, get on their way to the next chapter, but I didn't get to see what the next chapter was. So for me, it was a little bit depleting emotionally,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of each divorce, it just kind of took a little bit out of me. So I realized I went through this course at my church on a book that Rick Warren had written called Purpose Driven Life, and some of you may have heard of it. It's been a bestseller for years. But when I did that study, it totally showed me that I was created to build relationships. And I laughed because I just made a career out of ending relationships. So once I tapped into what I was meant to do, I actually worked with a coach who was going through the course with me, and she helped me see what in law I liked and what I could use to create this new chapter of my life and leave behind the part that was depleting me.
So you were actually working with a coach at that time when you read that book?
It was funny. It just developed. She was my friend. She was taking the class with me. And then when I identified, the light bulb went off in my mind that I needed to do something different. Then we began an official coaching relationship.
So did she help you make that transition from a divorce attorney to, you've talked about it, the legal matchmaker?
Yep, she really did. She helped me see, you know, the things that I could use that I loved about my practice, the networking, the helping people, but I didn't have to take on the drama of the divorce.
Yeah.
I could help people find a divorce attorney or any type of attorney, but I didn't have to take on all the drama of their case, and I could spend my career networking, marketing, and helping people. I didn't have to get depleted by the day-to-day stuff that lawyers do.
That's amazing that you were able to do that. That's pretty scary. How does it make you feel to do that now, to make such a switch? How does it feel to be this matchmaker?
I love it. It's energizing. It fulfills me. I feel like I'm truly living my purpose of what I'm created to do. You know, let's face it, nobody's going to jump out of bed in the morning excited to run out and end someone's marriage. You know, as a divorce attorney, I cared about my clients. I offered them a professional service at reasonable rates. I helped them get through a gut-wrenching experience in their life.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it kind of left me a little bit depleted, as I've said. But now I feel like I'm an integral part of helping someone in their life's journey, and it doesn't drain me in the process. And I connect them to the right professional for their personal or business needs of what they're going through at that time.
Now, you know, Lori, when you are helping people with this matchmaking, you help them find an attorney, but do you also help them with other advisors as well?
I do. You know, it could be, let's just say somebody's going through a divorce. They might also need a realtor, a mortgage broker, a counselor, a CPA, a financial advisor. So once I've identified a need, I have a team of people that I've built relationships with that I can refer them to. Now that I'm doing the kind of work I do, when people call me, they're strictly looking for a lawyer, and I'm not always able to identify these other needs that they have because they're kind of focused on just the legal part. But through my work with entrepreneurs, that's when I can really build these teams of professionals that we alluded to.
So, and I think that's really important because, you know, so many small businesses, all of us who are on this line pretty much are small businesses, or maybe we want to create our own business. And the thing that is so scary is you don't really know who you need to have on the team and how they're going to interact and at what point you bring those people in. So that's why I'm so excited to have you here today and to have you part of our cafe is just to help us through that process.
Thanks.
Now, how do you find when you specialize in these referrals, especially for the attorneys, how do you find these attorneys that you refer your clients to?
I get to ask that a lot. In fact, people are always saying, oh, you should meet such and such, they're a great attorney. And I don't have to find my attorneys. That's kind of what I brought to the party, as they say, because I already had relationships with 50 lawyers throughout Metro Detroit, each in different specialties. And I've either worked with them, for them, have argued cases against them, or have been referring to them for years. So I don't just know Joe Blow is a divorce attorney or a bankruptcy attorney or an injury attorney. I know their personality. I know their affordability, how they bill, if it's a flat fee, a contingent fee, a retainer. I know their personality. Are they a real go-getter? Are they a little bit low-key? You know, that's important for matching the client's needs with affordability, personality, and specialty. So that's what I bring to the table. So I don't have to go out and look for attorneys. I get a call every day with a client that needs an attorney, and I just direct them to the right one.
You know, and it's so scary, too, to call an attorney because you don't know how they're, you know, is it going to cost just for me to call and talk to them? And, you know, people have had some bad experiences. So I think having someone like you where we can ask the questions before we make the call, especially if you just, you know, go through the yellow pages or here, you know, someone else went to an attorney. You don't even know if it's the right kind of attorney. So, you
exactly.
know, I think that's,
there's, I'm sorry.
No,
I would say there's 40,000 lawyers.
Yeah.
There's 40,000 lawyers in Michigan, so anyone can find one in the phone book. But yeah, you say it. It kind of takes the scariness out of it to be able to call somebody first.
Now, I wanted you to give us some examples of cases you've done referrals on, but for the people who are on this call, they're from all over the country. Are there other services like you around the country?
I suppose you could do some research to find that. I haven't found any in Michigan or out of Michigan that do it the way I do. There's certainly online, quote-unquote, referral sources, but those are mostly websites that allow people to type in, you know, I'm looking for an injury attorney or I'm looking for a bankruptcy attorney. It's not the personal relationship. So you could get an attorney that way, and those attorneys are paying a fee to that search engine to be brought up as a recommendation, but it's not a personal thing. Even in our state, you could call the State Bar of Michigan and ask for an attorney. And I had a client from Australia, if you can believe it, call me because she needed a real estate attorney here because she wanted to buy some investment property. And she had gone and called the state bar. They were kind of rude to her. They gave her somebody's name and number who really didn't even know how to answer the question she had. So she reached across the Internet and found me. At first, I thought it was a hoax. I'm like, what is this woman in Australia calling me about investment property? It sounded like a scam, but she totally needed a legitimate attorney, and she was going to buy some property because her daughter lived in this area. So she wanted to work with an attorney here to have some investment property to, you know, rent out or sell. I'm not sure what she ultimately did. So it's fun. I can help people who are outside this area if they need an attorney in this area. But I don't know, you know, if other attorneys are doing what I'm doing. Most attorneys don't network the way I do, so I suspect that nobody really has done what I've done.
Well, you'll just it's have
that I'm aware of.
Right?
That's right. What they say. I mean, you have to put your dues in and build your relationships. I did this over 20 years to build the relationships, but people are willing to go out and make these relationships and give business to other professionals. I'd say go for it.
Well, give us another example where you've done this, so it makes more sense, where you've done this kind of a referral, so how that would work.
So, like, the types of law that people will call me about, you mean?
Yeah, like an example,
for instance,
legal matter where,
yeah,
you know, you referred someone to something, like how that works.
I'd say our first three big areas that I get the most calls about are when people are going through a divorce or they want to prepare a will and trust for their family or business law. And the first two are pretty obvious. You know when to call an attorney if you're going to prepare a will or trust and if you're going through a divorce. But people aren't always sure in business law if they need a lawyer or when to call the lawyer. So I instruct people that if they're setting up their legal entity, whether they want to do an LLC or partnership or something of that nature, they can talk to an attorney about setting up their business properly, or if they've invented something and they've got some intellectual property to protect. Maybe they've created a book or a CD or invented a product. They can work with an intellectual property attorney who will protect that, whether they're going to do a patent for them or a trademark or copyright, something of that nature.
Well,
and along with
course, because a lot of us in this business, entrepreneurs do have intellectual capital that they have to learn how to protect.
Yep. And sometimes we don't realize that it's gold, you know, something that you've got. You don't think, oh, it's just this idea I had, but it could turn into a multi-million dollar idea.
Mm-hmm.
So along with divorce law and business law and wills and trusts, I've also helped clients find an attorney if they've been in an auto accident or encountered medical malpractice, or maybe they had a problem in the workforce. Maybe they had harassment occur, or they were discriminated against or improperly terminated, or maybe they just need a real estate attorney like that woman in Australia, or if they're going through bankruptcy. Sometimes people call about drunk driving or other, you know, minor criminal matters, or somebody's even called me about immigration. So it's really been across the gamut. If you can think of an area where an individual or small business needs a lawyer, that's who I help. I don't work with the real big firms, like a General Motors isn't calling me to hire Buck Long. You know, it's like
right.
People on this call are the typical client, people that need a lawyer for themselves or their business that's just getting started.
Well, how did you decide to work with entrepreneurs?
Well, that was kind of funny.
Entrepreneurs, you know, smaller businesses?
Exactly. It came about by accident in the very beginning. The very first project I worked on, I was helping an entrepreneur who had invented a fitness line, and he needed to talk to a financial person. So first it was the CPA to get the numbers substantiated that he had in his business plan, and I connected him with a lawyer. And from that, he said, do you know any investors? And I said, oh, gosh, I don't think so, but let me see who I know in my network that maybe can lead us to investors. So after we brought on a contract CFO, that's a chief financial officer, people who are starting a business might want to work with a contract financial officer for a time so that they can get the business vision in line with where they want to go, get the numbers to match that up, whether it's for themselves or for investors or a bank or something of that nature. So sometimes people have a great idea, but they don't know, what's this going to look like in 5 years? I'm sure you encountered that, Katana, being in the financial services field.
Well, you know, Jill and I even look at this now because so many small businesses, and this is a statistic, you know, especially women own businesses, fund their whole business out of debt, credit card, you know, borrow from their savings and retirement plans, home
yep.
equity to get their businesses started, and that may not always be the best way to do it, but we don't know how to go about that.
Yep. So this contract CFO helped take the business plan and the financials and package it properly, create an exit strategy that would be attractive to an investor and which would turn his business plan into an action plan once that first installment of capital was invested. And it was a long process because I was along for the ride on this one for a good 2 years, not like every day, but it was such a great idea, and we just wanted it to happen. Like, on day one, I was ready to birth this baby, but we had to go through 2 years of incubation, and he has finally found an investor in Tampa, Florida, that has actually put up some capital, and he hopes to have his product on the shelves next year, early next year. So as a result of that project, I began to formalize a process that I could help entrepreneurs take their idea from concept to marketplace by surrounding them with the right team of professionals. So I didn't want to wait 2 years to be effective for everybody. I now have a little process to go through.
Boy, we should have you do a class like that for all of us.
I quickly found that just because somebody has a business plan and they want capital, it
yeah.
doesn't mean their business is investor ready.
Yeah.
Most of them were not ready and needed to go through a process. Some of them were ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, this has been some of my most exciting and fun work so far. With
well,
these projects.
You'll have to help.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm saying, you know, just listening to you, I feel like, you know, maybe Jill and I should talk to someone like this. So.
Sure, we could sit down and brainstorm, figure out what's missing, where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much fun to really be part of somebody's vision, and that's what your business is. You're the vision caster for smart women. And
right.
I love being with the person with the big idea and helping surround them with people who can really put legs under that idea.
Mm-hmm.
But it does, you know, take a while to go through the process, and I'll just look for what's missing. Is it the management team? Is it the business strategy, the marketing strategy? Who can we bring on to fill the gap? Because everybody has talents and gifts, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, something's missing.
Mm-hmm. Well, aside from lawyers, what other type of professionals do you work with, you know, when you're helping these entrepreneurs build the team, let's say? So like,
mm-hmm.
with those
well, it'll depend on where they are in the process, who I might recommend. It might be a business plan writer. If they've got a business plan but their concept's not clear or their marketing strategy needs work, we might need a business plan writer to enhance the business plan or start it over. or maybe a CPA or the contract CFO, like I said, if the financials don't make sense or if it's just not an attractive proposition. You got to make it, you know, have a little sizzle before an investor is going to put their money in. And sometimes I'll recommend bankers or angel investors if they do have a solid business plan and just need some capital to get to the next step.
You know, I'm so excited then just listening to this to have you and these others in this idea lab because it's almost like a live part of this. So, you know, how have you and like the other experts been able to help entrepreneurs in the Smart Women's Cafe through the idea lab?
Well, it's still just getting underway. It's a relatively new concept. We've only had two calls, but they have really gone well. The first one was last month, and it was brainstorming ideas for your business. And this month, we just had a class on brainstorming action steps for your business. And then we're going to do another one next month on marketing ideas for 2008. And then in December, we'll kind of do a recap of business triumphs or tragedies. And the first three calls had a real structured format, so that four participants could be actively involved
and they could get input from the experts on the call as well as the other listeners. They could kind of be answering the questions for themselves. And we go through some brainstorming exercises. It's been a lot of fun. We've had some good feedback, too, from the callers that were on the call. And I guess the main thing we do is produce an action step that they're going to take away and apply the very next day. So rather than being overwhelmed with like 10 to 20 ideas, which could happen in an Idea Lab call, that caller will choose their favorite idea from all the ideas that were shared, and they'll focus on the one thing that they're going to implement first as a result of that session. And it gives them focus and accountability, which they've appreciated.
Well, you know, I know that Meredith was on the Idea Lab call, but mm-hmm. for more information about Idea Lab, you can go into the smartwomenscafe.com. You can go to Smart Women's Coaching or smartwomenscafe.com. And if you're a member, the classes are free with your membership, and you can actually, if you're not a member, you can go into the homepage, and you can actually listen to, I think, the first call. So it's just $19 a month, and Ruth Klein was saying that just the Idea Lab alone is worth the $19 a month, because you have this personal development and career development and business development. So we're just so excited to have you with your to be involved in this program. So you've mentioned before, Lori, that people, have – let me think.
I was just going to share it might be an opportunity to just hear from those on the call any questions that you might have on the areas Lori's brought up so far.
Sure.
Lori, this is Meredith Brownfield.
Hi, Meredith.
Hi. You mentioned that you work with a lot of referrals, like you financial planners and realtors and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you basically get paid by the client for you to look. You do not charge any of them as a result of tagging up. Or do you have like a special group that they somehow or another pay in where they become your short list?
Basically, if somebody is calling me because they need an attorney, I do not charge the client because that would be illegal to do in Michigan. So for legal referrals, it's a free service, and I get paid by the attorney if they hire someone I recommend. And that attorney just looks at it like I helped advertise or market for them, and they're happy to share a portion of their fee because they wouldn't have had any of it otherwise. Now, with all the other folks, there are some regulated industries, like financial advisors can't really give me a referral fee if somebody signs up for a financial product because I'm not licensed as a financial advisor. Same thing with mortgage brokers. If I had a mortgage license, I could get a fee. Or if I had a realtor's license, I could get a fee when I made those referrals. So some of those strategic partners, it's just adding value to the client as well as helping refer to folks that I believe in. And they refer to me when they hear of somebody that needs a lawyer. So some of them, we're not exchanging fees, and we have just, we just know each other and believe in one another, so we'll support each other that way. So I don't charge for the referrals. What does end up happening when I work with entrepreneurs is they can hire me in one of two ways. If they're in a cash flow positive business, they've been in it a little while and they're trying to grow, they can pay me a consulting fee to strategize what's missing and coach them on who they can work with to get where they want to go. A lot of the folks I've worked on have not yet been in that cash flow positive realm, so I've worked with them on a money finder basis, and that's a license you can get in Michigan to actually help bring capital to entrepreneurs. So I connect the entrepreneur with the investor. So the investors don't pay me anything in that arrangement. If the investor does put in $1 million to $2 million, I get a percentage of the funding because I helped lead them to the money. It's a very small percentage, but it makes a much bigger recovery than if I was billing them hourly, because we're talking about larger sums of money.
So, Lori, is that coaching you're talking about? So you could coach people from other states then? in that type of...
Only if they want to do something here in Michigan. I haven't dealt outside of Michigan. I'm not saying it's impossible, but just my experience has been working with entrepreneurs in Michigan, mm-hmm. Line up other professionals that are in Michigan.
Okay, so but you could tell what type of members, what kind of team you need, but you couldn't give the actual referrals.
Right, unless, you know, some people can work out of state. It may not be a problem for them. You know, mm-hmm. if somebody in California wants to work with somebody in Michigan, that's fine with us.
Okay. Wow. Does anyone else have a question they'd like to ask Lori?
This is Linda. I just have a more general question, Lori, about how did you really discover what your purpose or your passion was? I mean, was there a way you would recommend to get started on that process?
Yes. There were two things that were very instrumental in discovering it. The first one I mentioned was the book I read, Purpose Driven Life, and because we were doing it over a period of time, it really let you get to the heart of it. There was a video series in a group study we were doing, so we could really take this on week by week and kind of apply what we were learning. So that book's available in any bookstore or online through Amazon, Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren. And secondly, I think it would be really beneficial if someone hasn't taken a spiritual gift test to do so. I did that a couple times throughout my adult life, and I noticed that when I was 18 versus when I turned 40, my gifts were entirely different. And different times in my life, I'll have different gifts because I'm doing different things and I'll have different interests. And it really helped me see who I was today. And it really validated, like, well, no wonder I love to do this. My gift is that. For instance, one of my gifts is shepherding, which means basically guiding people to the people that will help them and away from the people that will harm them. And I've made an entire career out of directing the right client to the right lawyer or other professional. And in my volunteer work, I connect the right volunteer with what needs we have at the church in all these different departments and ministries. And wherever I go, if I hear a need, and I usually know someone that can fulfill it. So I have taken on shepherding in every area of my life. It's just really at the heart of who I am. If it's about connecting people, I'm there. So once I realize that that's what I'm meant to do, I get such joy from it. Another gift I have is administration, which when I heard about that one, I thought, well, how boring is that? Let's trade it in for something more fun. And then I realized, well, you know, there's value in being organized. And I've always been very organized, analytical, you know, kind of run things by agenda. And I see the value in that. And I guess the downside of it is sometimes I am just so focused that those around me might feel neglected, or I might start kind of being like blowing a bullhorn, delegating things because I can kind of get on a rampage with my administration. So I have to kind of back off a little bit sometimes. But it's really great once you see, oh, well, here's the three gifts I have, and here's the strengths and weaknesses of those. So you just manage them. And another one is leadership. You know, a lot of times we don't think that we're leading anyone, but people are watching. And if you have the gift of leadership, you don't even have to so much go out and say, I'm going to lead people. It just comes to you. Like Katana had an idea about this idea lab, and next thing I knew I was leading it and bringing on other people. Help! Yeah. One of the people on our call today, Linda Anje, she was somebody that I desperately wanted to be part of this idea lab because she's great at the graphic part of ideas and putting a visual to what your company identity is. So when I was going to be part of this, I said, Linda, you got to do this.
And, you know, did you have the other members of your idea lab also take that spiritual gifts assessment?
We never talked about that, but I'm happy to share it with anybody on this call or anybody, you know, in the cafe. I could email it to you if you just simply want to email me at Lori, L-O-R-I, at bestlegalresource.com, and just say I'd love to have a gift test. And just so you know, it's about 100 questions, and some of those questions repeat, and you think, I've already answered that, especially if you're an administrative person like me. You don't want to answer questions twice, but there's a method to the madness, and you just need to answer all the questions. I think it takes about 30 minutes to go through it all, And there's no, like, fee. There's no scoring that you have to pay somebody to figure out. It'll just tell you what your areas are. And then you can begin to look for ways in your life, personally and professionally, where you can start to do that. And I've found people who sometimes volunteer at something, it then becomes their greatest joy, and they create a business out of it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Lori. That's really what I was looking for. So it's lori@bestlegalresource.com?
Correct. Okay. Thanks for asking
I just actually Googled it, too, and there's online. Looks like you can take it free also.
You know, Lori, we do the Colby, Jill and I do, and Jill and I would really like to take a look at this as well.
Okay, I'll send it to you guys.
Yeah, it's a little different from what we're using as well. I think it's really important when you are putting together a team to do something like this, because sometimes someone may volunteer or you may kind of like nominate them because you think they're really good at something, but then maybe someone would think, oh my gosh, Katana, look at her. She would be great to put in this role, but I don't have any follow through. I need to surround myself with people who love the follow through and the fact finder. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
By putting these kind of assessments in place when you have a business, when you have teams, is extremely important. So I would love to. How long does this one take?
Takes about 30 minutes,
yeah.
100 questions. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like you answer what's the first thing that comes to your mind. You're not supposed to really ponder it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just boom, boom, boom. And it's very interesting. It was dead on for me when I saw the answers. It was like, of course, this is exactly why I love to do these things. And it kind of makes you feel validated that, well, no wonder. There's nothing wrong with me because I have an obsession with being organized.
And it makes you excited, and especially when it tells you that these, I think you talked a little bit about spiritual gifts, you know. And
exactly.
And sometimes when you get done with assessment, you feel horrible about it because you think, oh, my God, I've got to tone it down where this sounds like it actually says this is a very special thing.
This is why you were made.
Yes.
Exactly. And that's, again, part of why I focus on the shepherding. You know, for me, I am here to connect people. And any way I can do that, I'm living my purpose by doing that. And it just gives me such joy. And, you know, even if it's a friend who's looking for a job and I happen to connect her with somebody I know that's hiring, just whatever way I do it, every time, and just like the divorce law, each little divorce took a little piece out of me. Every time I make a connection, it puts a piece back.
See, and you are the perfect type of person to be involved with, especially in like the cafe here, because you know everyone. And you're the kind of person that when you have a problem, we know we can go to you because you'll know how to connect us to the person we need. It's great.
And that's what's so fun. I don't have to do it all. I used to be the end all, you know, for my divorce clients. I would try to manage all that there was to do in their life and solve those problems. But now it's just like you have a problem, you can fix it, you two should talk. Next. I don't have to solve every problem. I just identify who can.
You know, Jill is like that too. She's a great connector by knowing when she meets someone who they need to meet, so that those two, even though she's not maybe doing something, most of the time she's not doing anything for herself directly, but by people knowing that she's the person to go to, that's how she's promoted herself, and that's how she's become the expert.
Yeah, that's become her brand. She's a center of influence.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We can all be a center of influence.
So how do you find your clients? Is it just because you've built this brand, or is it because, you know, how do you find your clients, or how do they find you?
It's really great. I don't focus on any one client, because to try to capture every area of law all over Metro Detroit, I don't have a big enough marketing budget. So what I focus on is just continuing to network and build relationships. So people come across people every day that need a lawyer. You know, just this week, Linda Anjay referred me to somebody that needed a copyright. And, you know, you guys have told people when they should talk to me. It's just the people in my life. When they hear of anything that might be a legal issue,
mm-hmm.
they say you should talk to Lori. So I don't have to find the clients. I don't have to find the lawyers. I'm here when the phone rings, and I know how to make the next call. And I'm just out there networking and marketing all the time.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is there anyone else on our call here that has a question for Lori, or do you have any comments you want to make?
I do. This is Linda Anje, and I apologize for my voice. I'm really froggy today. 6 or 8 months ago, my little old lady mother needed to update her will and her trust papers. And I called Lori, and Lori put me in touch with a wonderful, wonderful attorney who handles those kind of projects, who actually drove from his office in Southfield, Michigan, out to my mom's house in Lake Orion so she wouldn't have to deal with traffic and all of that kind of stuff, and took care of everything right there at her dining room table. And he was so wonderful with my mom that I actually hired him to update my will as well. So it was an absolutely great experience for both my mom and I, and really showed me how easy it was to work with Lori and just pick up the phone and say, hey, I need a referral too. She asked me a couple of questions and said, here's this person, here's that person, here's the, you know, why I say this one, why I say that one, you choose. And it was as simple as that. It was really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, referrals are the best.
Yeah.
The best source. So especially when those kind of things, you need a specialist too.
Right.
So thank you so much, Linda. Does anyone else have another question? If it comes to, you know, if it's about your business or doing some business planning, finding the right kind of team or resources? Maybe Meredith can try to put something together like this in her community. So, anyway. Well,
you know, what Meredith's doing, she might want to talk to Elaine Simpson, who's part of our community. And Elaine has a business called Senior Options Solutions,
mm-hmm.
and she's just changing that last word from solutions to something else, I think
services
probably. And she has a website, so what she's doing there, she's on the Smart Women Cafe, and I'm sure there's a link to her own website. So
mm-hmm.
you can have a conversation with her, Meredith, see what she's doing in Michigan that you can probably apply in Illinois. She positioned herself first as a realtor who was exclusive to seniors. She would help them transition out of their home into the new living arrangement. But then she started to bring them other resources, whether it was legal or bringing care into the home or various other professionals that they might need. So she's kind of doing in the senior market what I'm doing in the legal market. So that is something that can be duplicated in any state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you going to say something, Meredith? Okay.
What was her name?
Oh.
Her name is Elaine Simpson, and it's Senior Options and Solutions.
And, you know, I think you can go to the homepage on the website, and her bio is up there.
Okay.
And that'll take you, give you a link to her site.
Okay.
So... yeah, and also we're going to be introducing Meredith and another financial planner who is from Colorado, and she does workshops and focuses on women, and Deborah Linscott, who's one of our contributing experts, and the three of them are going to brainstorm about some of the things that they're doing. So, and they're all
great.
Totally different communities, and, you know, you could look at them as, you know, competitors, but no, I think they all could really help each other. So it's pretty exciting to put these kind of networks together, you know, help people meet each other. So do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
I would just say, if you're not sure what your passion is, really, really check it out. I have some books on my website, and there's even an article in the Smart Women's Cafe on it. It's just resources that I've found helpful in discovering purpose and passion. I've listed out a whole bunch of books that I read and applied to my life. And I just think that reading some of these books, it can enlighten you about what other people have gone through, the journey that they, you know, maybe they had an idea, but they were afraid to let go of something that was working to pursue something that they really loved. And I know Katana went through that journey, and I went through that journey. And you know, I wouldn't go back into the traditional practice of law if you paid me. And I literally shut off an income stream to do what I loved. Right now, you know, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays in the morning, if I was doing traditional law practice, I would be in court. Well, now Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays in the morning, I'm at my health club. And, you know, isn't it more fun to be working out instead of waiting for 3 hours to get your 5 minutes with the judge and arguing for a few minutes and driving back home or to the office? And it's just, you know, a whole different environment. It is so much freer and more fun, and just there's so many more possibilities. There's just, like, no one that I can't help now. Anyone who needs a lawyer, I can help them. And an entrepreneur getting started, I can help them. And people are coming up with inventions in so many different areas. It's so exciting because every day of my business is different. So if you feel like you're in a rut and your job looks the same every day, you know, maybe it's time to just have some coaching, you know, work with a trusted advisor like Katana or Jill, you know, read some books, spend some time around other people that have really figured out what they love, and maybe they can give you some secrets of how to get there for what you love.
Oh, I think that's great advice, Lori. And it seems like women, you know, when they get to that midpoint in their life, and I think it's around 40, there's probably some hormonal changes in the body, but also our life is changing. You know, we may have been in a career for years and years and years that, you know, we really didn't pick, or we didn't know when we took it that that's not the career we would really want to do for the rest of our lives, or something's happened in our life that's created this, you know, this shift. And so being able to really figure out what your passion is and then turn that vocation into a vacation is so important, and you've been able to do it, and that's wonderful. So we really thank you for sharing your story with us today. It's really exciting to see how you've done it, because you've actually created a new type of career. I mean, this is it's a new career.
Yeah.
You're the inventor of it. So we all can create our own life. We are creating our own life story, you know. So maybe you can post those books or something for us, because I'm sure our listeners would like to know what those books are. So.
Yep, what I could do is give you the link that's already on the Smart Women site or my site, and they could just read that article that lists them all out, and definitely I'd be happy to share that.
So it's in the library with these books?
It is. It's in the library.
Okay, then we can all get to it. That's wonderful. So, Jill, did you want to say anything?
Sure. I just want to say thank you, Lori. This was just so informative and so inspirational, and giving us the tips on really taking some time for ourselves. We just seem, especially as women, we just go on autopilot, and sharing today your personal story and the value of maybe tapping into a book like The Purpose-Driven Life or The Spiritual Gift Test. I can't wait to take that. You can never not have enough of this kind of thing. And I just loved what you had to say about really treasuring the value that you do bring. As you mentioned, you know, well, it didn't sound so sexy to be so organized, but you figured out a way that you can use this talent of yours and your organizational skills to really bring great value to others. And I loved what you said about, you know, you are a leader because people watch what you do. You don't have to say anything. They just watch what you do. You are a walking, talking example of this. And I think that which you provide for people in the area of legal resources with bestlegalresource.com is so similar to what the Smart Woman's Coaching Cafe is about, in sharing the resources, because we can't do it all. So I just am so delighted of what you had to share with our listeners today, and I hope all of them share with others how being a part of this cafe community really allows you to tap into so many more resources and experts like yourself to enhance that which you have and share, and then the business relationships that come out of this. So I'd like to say thank you again for today's discussion. Our next cafe chat will be Thursday, November 1st at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we have a special guest, Marilyn Schwader, who will be talking about multiple streams of writing income. Write it once and use it 10 different ways. So with that being said, we know that our time is limited. If you have any questions that you want to pose to Lori, you certainly can go to our website, smartwomanscoaching.com. Send it right directly to Lori, and her site again is bestlegalresource.com, and stay connected.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks so much, Lori. And thanks, everyone, for being on the call today. Have a wonderful week.
Bye.
Stay tuned for the next Cafe Chat.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.